Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second half of this episode of Buzzwords, featuring a discussion of parenting and bearding with Courtney Algeo, MJ Johnson, and our host, Jeff Kamen. Our guests will dive back into the show's topics, including questions posed by our live audience. Also, they'll have to navigate a landmine-filled screen with both of their words displayed at once. Enjoy!
Thank you for submitting some questions. I like to do the audience questions in a rapid-fire start to part two. And I love when the audience asks something that I wanted to ask, but I was afraid to ask because I'm standing up here. And they can ask anonymously. And some of these are great because they could apply to either of you. So sometimes I'll ask one of you, and other times we'll have to hear from both of you on this. Like this one, for example. MJ, are you nursing?
Currently, yes.
Okay. Do you pump and dump?
No.
Okay. Courtney, same question. A question from the audience. Are you nursing?
Not right now, but yes.
Same answer. Totally copied me.
And then it just, yeah, I did. It totally is. Yeah. And then I just love it. It says pump and dump with a question mark. And I love it. It's written in a way that, I don't know, pump and dump. You know what that is.
I do know what that is.
Would you like to explain to our podcast audience what pump and dump is? Does anyone not know? Say you don't know, just so she has to explain.
What is that?
That's when you use your insurance supplied Medela pump. Okay, guys. To extract your milk supply, and then you dump it. And that's mostly, like, you mostly do that after you've been drinking. But something interesting I learned is that your boobs are only as drunk as you are.
I've noticed that as well.
That's a bumper sticker. Yeah. What are you looking at? My boobs are only as drunk as I am.
But, you know, they do make test strips. So that, actually, there's a great episode of The League where this happens, where, yes, where you can, like, test your breast milk to see if it is as drunk as you are, and then decide then whether or not you want to feed it to your child.
Those are some of the tough decisions that every parent has to make.
It's a tough call.
Honey, check the boob strips.
I think there's an app.
Your decision. Yeah. Again, the ghost of Steve Jobs is floating over your boob strips now. I created an app for that. MJ, how did you start the Minneapolis Beard and Mustache Club? Is anyone a member? Are you accepting application? How did?
Yes, we
are.
Tell
us about it. Tell us about the club.
Yeah, well, I started back in 2011, and the first few members were myself, my wife, my sister, and my mom. So it didn't look like I was the only one in the club. I didn't think it was going to go.
And did you have competitions just in the club? Were you like, I won again? Suck it, Mom!
Yeah.
Wow. What?
Yeah. But yeah, now it's going. We got upwards of 800 members now, so that's pretty interesting.
I'm picturing it. Is it like someone pledging a fraternity, like an Animal House? You throw a picture up on the screen, and you guys are like, no, when you see his beard.
Yeah,
does someone have to try
actually,
out?
It's very welcoming. All facial hair is valid, and you should feel good about your beard.
Oh, my God.
Beard.
Where were you? Where were you when my firstborn was born, and I had what people, when they see the photo now, goes, what? Were you trying to do that? What is that? What is that on your face? What is that on your chin? And then they're like, is there something on here? And they try to rub and, yeah, I would have been welcomed in the club if you all facial
welcome.
Hair is valid and welcome.
It is, and you should feel good about it.
Oh my gosh, I want that bumper sticker too.
It's actually in the works, so, you know, check out the website.
This is one I'm pretty sure your wife wrote. How do you keep the ladies off your beard?
Well, you know, I do have hairspray that keeps it up, but I also have fart spray that keeps them away. So that helps.
Hey, is this a good time to plug your novelty store? Will you be selling fart spray at your at the novelty shop? Open on Black Friday. Get your fart spray. Can you live with yourself? If you had fart spray that close to your nose, do you think?
I only put it on the tips.
Courtney,
yes.
are you thinking about would you have a second child? Do you want to have a second child?
I don't think you should ask a woman that within a year after having a kid.
I didn't. This card asked it. You guys, you shouldn't have not asked her that within the first year.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like my fan club would like that.
Oh.
There's only one member. It's son.
It's me, by the way, yeah. So you know.
It's my son, but it's mostly Courtney's boobies fan club.
Okay.
Sorry. Are you mad that you didn't have boobies up there? Is that what's happening?
No, I think he's mad he's not in the club. Yeah. Did you have a gender reveal party to see if it was a boy or a girl?
No.
No, you're like, I wouldn't want to go to that party.
No,
gender reveal party, yeah. Revealing the gender. Yeah.
Have fun, you guys. Is what I said. We did an ultrasound, and the woman asked if we wanted to know, and she they do it on the screens always. It was VOD actually that day in the doctor's office. And there's still, a mouse on the screen, and so she, hovered the mouse over, the genitals, and she goes, look, there's a little pokey. And I was like, you're a paid fucking professional. Say penis. Or wiener. I don't care.
But hold on a second. Hold on. Was that how you found out?
Yes.
She didn't say, do you want to know?
She asked if we wanted to know, but then she used this weird nomenclature.
Look, there's a little pokey.
Yeah.
You still want to know?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Don't have... Oh, there's a Gumby, too. The novelty shop will be open on Friday. But seriously, while we're here, if you have a daughter, will she be named Ursa Minor?
Oh, who asked that? That was good. Was that a question from somebody?
Yeah.
I think that we would name her Cassiopeia.
Really?
Wait, what the fuck?
Was there a bet over here?
Is that Cassiopeia?
That was the other one you were going to write?
Oh, so you said Ursa Major?
Ursa Minor.
Is Ursa Minor the same as Cassiopeia? No. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, was it? Okay. All right. Oh, well, look, I'm well-versed in constellations, obviously. Especially Dogstar, Keanu Reeves' band.
I think Cassiopeia is a beautiful name. I think naming your kid Minor is a...
Yeah.
Not as good, you know?
Yeah. Ursa, like the Minor. Yeah.
Ursa Minor. Yeah. Well, MJ, in all fairness, when you had your 8-year-old, did you have a gender reveal party?
We didn't. We didn't know, and my last name is Johnson, which is very... There's some names you just can't do, and I actually had... I knew somebody whose name was Palma, and I thought it was cool, until I worked it out with my last name. So then you can't really name your daughter Palma Johnson. doesn't work out, so that got scratched off the list right away. Not that I don't think Palma's a great name, I do, but it doesn't work every time.
I go Palma Johnson.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. You know, when did you think of, they might say this in the playground, rhymes with
exactly.
This, you know, those kind of things, and you're I just...
Well, Minor Johnson, that's not that good either. There's a whole bunch of names that don't work. You'd be surprised. One of them was the list got so long we just started adding ridiculous ones. So at one point we had Hornballs Johnson, and we just scratched that off the list because that didn't work either.
Did you say what did work? Do you want to reveal?
Oh, my son's name is Brescia, which is really unique relative to my last name Johnson, which is not unique whatsoever.
Hmm. Okay.
Although I like it.
Nice.
Something different.
Yeah. What is the secret of your bearding success?
The secret is, I don't know. You put a lot of work into it, and you want it to be pretty cool. And I know it doesn't look like it's just a beard, everybody says, but...
Beard.
To come out on top at, contests with, 400 people in it, it's actually kind of tough, so... you got to put a lot of thought into it. You got to put a lot of like care and technique into it. I know it sounds silly, but that's actually the truth. I think about it a lot, and because of that, I benefit from it.
All right.
Pretty serious.
It is. That got really serious. This next one, I'm not sure who it was addressed at, so I'm just going to... it's not specified, so I'd like you both to answer it. What's better, wax or oil?
Sounds like you.
You know, I've never used wax on the baby.
Wax.
You never waxed up the baby? Right before a photo shoot or something? Oh, Nana's coming. Wax him up.
He came out with his unibrow. I'm like, I will not have that. No son of mine.
So your answer is oil is better?
Always. The always. The slipperier, the better. When it comes to babies, naturally.
Yeah. Oh, he got away from me again. Another black eye. An oily McBabes a lot down there. Guess I should have waxed him. What's better, wax or oil? However, whatever that means to you.
Oil for me. Is that a word? No? Okay.
Yeah, you both. Oil. No, you both went with oil. Oh, that's too bad, because he's selling wax at his novelty shop. I think this could work for either of you, too. When you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, do you shape your beard into a frown? I guess, no, it's for you. It's for you. I didn't see the second part.
Well,
we'll have another one for you.
It's interesting. They just got a hold of my my Associated Press photo from the World Championships, and somebody took it, made it into a GIF. Where it looks like this, and I'm smiling a bunch, and then they took Photoshop and turned it upside down and made me frown in like a GIF that continuously replays. So I got to see what it looks like when it's a frown, actually. So it's pretty interesting. I liked it, but it's been done. That's played out.
Courtney, now's your chance to set everyone straight. What's the main difference between a baby and a puppy? Obviously, I don't know anymore.
Well, I was going to say fewer leashes, but there are people who do that, so...
That is a method, right? That's like attachment parenting, right? The leash?
Yeah. You know, so barring that, maybe there aren't that many differences. Fewer hairs, if you're waxing your baby right.
That's right.
Oh, shit. Wax.
Drink.
It was iced tea. Be cool, you guys.
This is one I'm quite certain it's a different handwriting, that it's not from your wife. You said your vision is affected by your beard. Is oral sex?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not going to happen unless I shower first, because it's just very difficult. But it's actually really soft. It smells really good, and from what I'm told, it actually provides a little tickle. So,
yeah. Oh, he's talking about a waxy baby right now. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
The in-depth answer.
I was actually going to ask the same question at a contest by one of the judges. The bassist for the Butthole Surfers asked me the exact same question on stage. Kind of threw me off a little bit.
I like, you have a lot of really good celebrity beard endorsement there. Like it's Butthole Surfers, ZZ Top. Courtney, do you have a celebrity parent that you could see possibly emulating, or a style of parenting? You know, are you like a Gwyneth? Or are you like, or is there, you know, or is there a celebrity parent that you really don't want to be like? Either way.
So not like a, I mean, I have a fictional character. I mean, John Travolta is the taxi driver, and look who's talking. He did a great job. I also enjoy the Three Men and a Baby style of parenting.
Baby.
I like to incorporate as much Ted Danson into my life as possible.
I was going to say, they buzzed you for Steve Guttenberg, yeah. Actually. That was the...
Actually, so after the baby was born, I was, fuck, and, baby. I mean, yay.
No, he wasn't.
This is great. So after the kid came out of me, I was like, now's the best time to watch Look Who's Talking and see how it compares. And I noticed this like really crazy thing that John Travolta's character said. He goes, he looks at the baby and goes, fuck, baby. All right, this is messing up my role here. Okay. He looks at the kid and says, I know, man, you spend 9 months trying to get back out and the rest of your life trying to get back in. Why would you say that to a child?
I don't believe John Travolta is the first one to ever say that, but I like the idea that you get great... that was bad parenting advice? Or was that good? Which example were we going with here?
In relation to your mom, I think that's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, that is. That is. I've heard that before, though. You spend 9 months trying to get out, the rest of your life trying to get back in. I like the idea that everyone's actually been quoting Look Who's Talking and John Travolta. Next time I hear someone say that, I'd be like, oh, John Travolta, Look Who's Talking. That's pretty great.
I think you should. That'd be really funny.
I know that your husband likes comic books.
Yes.
And you do to a certain extent, perhaps.
Yeah.
And you know he can draw. And if you would envision Orion as a superhero, what superhero do you see him as, or what might his superpower be someday?
You know, there's actually a Marvel character named Orion. I don't know jack shit about it, but I think that when he he'd probably fly, and when he blasted off, he'd leave this, like, shit trail.
Take that.
So he's a flying shit comet? I love you, son. You're just your little crap rocket. Keep on flying. Comics Code Authority would approve.
Yeah, and it would
fantastic.
Be like, you know... Nice counterpart to those like conspiracy theorists with the contrails. It's mostly just poop trails.
MJ, can you think of what's the best superhero? What's the best bearded superhero, or what's the best superhero beard that you can think of? Either way.
Gosh, they don't really do that much, do they? Wolverine, absolutely, 100%. Yep. That's actually what made me want to grow my sideburns.
Was Wolverine?
Absolutely. I mean, it comes down. He's the boss. I mean, I actually wanted to... I named these the Wolverines, plural, when they were originally growing out. So I actually love Wolverine.
Wow.
Almost as much as I like Orion.
Huh.
The character.
I was like, those shit trails really spoke to you.
Okay. That little shit rocket is adorable. what other things are beard enthusiasts generally into? Do you see a trend? Is there something that if you're a beard enthusiast, you might also
like? You like beer for sure. You like
beer.
Another thing they like is iced tea.
You just have some.
So beer contests.
Beer
competition. Is that two or? I don't know.
Courtney's got like an Empire State Building next to your Wells Fargo St. Paul downtown St. Paul building. I'm just saying.
They like memes too. Partying.
Can you tell us what you recently did for Remington?
Yeah, I'm on the packaging for Remington trimmers. On all the Targets and Walmarts across the country. So my son thinks I'm famous now because of that. I actually went to Taco Bell the other day and used my card. And then the person said, and I'm going to need your autograph for like a $3 purchase of Taco Bell. And then my son was in the back seat and he goes, did he just ask for your autograph? And I go, yes, he did. So he thinks I'm famous because of that Taco Bell incident. So.
I like it.
That's
like
one
that
of the perks.
You let him believe that.
I let him astray. It happens.
Every time you go charge something now, though, and he's with you, Dad, I can't believe how many people want it. Every
I tell him he recognized the beard, you know, and that's pretty much what happened.
Beard.
Do you have a favorite historical figure with facial hair? not a superhero, but like real person. See.
He was okay.
We have a Roosevelt enthusiast.
He was all right. Yeah, that's Wolverine. I'm not going to try to fake
it. Is it Hugh Jackman?
It's no.
Is he a historical
kind
figure?
Kind of, yeah, I guess so.
I'd like to believe Wolverine is a historical figure, but I think we're looking for...
You're looking for something important?
Well, I guess. I don't know.
All right, well, let's see. I mean, like, his Tom Selleck count? I don't know. If you Google image search the word...
Well, you say Tom Selleck. Now, this is key. So are you differentiating between beard and mustache now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a big difference. One of the things about Tom Selleck that I like, if you Google image search the word mustache...
Mustache.
My image comes up a lot for that, and for a while there, it actually came up in front of Tom Selleck. And I told my mom to do a Google image search for the word mustache. And she...
Mustache.
She thought it was dope because I came up ahead of him. She said, "You're more famous than Magnum P.I." And I was like, "That's right."
I would like to see the opening credits of Magnum P.I. redone with you instead of Tom Selleck.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would totally be really cool, actually. Okay, so mustache and beard, though. I mean, the differences, though. I mean, aren't you differentiating between the two? I mean, you're just allowing both at this point?
Oh,
it doesn't
yeah.
really
there's,
matter.
Well, there's actually 15 to 17 different categories at the World Championships. So I break it down because of the technicality of how they break it down. But to me, it's facial hair, and everybody should feel good about it. But yeah, there's a huge difference at competition level, for sure.
Competition.
It's time for some iced tea, I guess.
You're 8 months in. What are you most looking forward to as a parent? What are you looking ahead to and saying, you know?
Well, when it... Orion can...
Hey. Orion.
When he can shit rocket across the room on his own?
When he can join the club.
Join this club?
Yeah.
If he wanted to grow out one of these, what would you say?
If he wanted to?
Yeah.
But, like, do it. I don't know. I mean, just, like, take good care of it. Make sure that there's no, like, lice.
Okay, now this brings up a point. Why do some people think beards are dirty?
That's a good question. A lot of people hate them. After I won, the photo went pretty viral, and a lot of the times you can see the actual comments written, and as much it's a lot of fun, but a lot of people are really ready to hate on one of these, and you see a lot of comments about it, and you know that's you see a lot of like gross or ugly, or you know there's a lot of those types of comments, and you know that's their decision and stuff, but I don't know why they don't like it. But they grew up back in the day, kind of their programming, you know, you should shave, you should use a razor every day, and but I'm not really into that. And that's the difference.
Fair enough. Other than Orion growing up and joining MJ's club, do you have other stuff that, you know, as a parent that... I just remember, here's something. You get so much advice, and so much of it is just like, stop, you know, I don't want to hear it, you know. A lot of it's bad. But some of it's good, right? I mean, some of it, you look back and you're like, I'm glad, you know, someone shared something with me. It takes a village, right? It's not easy to raise this kid. Right. So is there something that you are saying, you know, I'm looking forward to this aspect, or someone's maybe giving you something that you can hold on to, or you know, piece of advice maybe?
You know, it's like, so before I had the baby, I had like things I was doing, but like time was just passing in this weird way where it was just like disappearing, right? And so now I have this baby, and he is this like constant reminder of the time that's passing, and he's kind of like the sands of my hourglass, right? So 8 months of my life has passed, and now I have this thing to show for it that's not like my writing or not like a project I've done. He is like this human being, and so as he grows, sort of my time passes. And that's kind of amazing. So I am not looking forward to that because it makes me feel old and weird, but... it's like nice. I'm looking forward to seeing like the fruits of my labor really, right? like, you know, sort of come into his own. So, yeah.
Well, MJ, do you remember this? I mean, I think in terms of there are stages that are really hard. You know, there's, you know, this is like, oh, I wish he wouldn't do this, or I wish he would be like this. But then you look back and you actually kind of miss that stage, or it's like every new stage is kind of like the best one. You just kind of have to enjoy like the one you're in kind of thing. But there are times where, like, I really looked forward to having a conversation, like when they could actually start talking, you know, like that kind of thing. I thought that was pretty great. That was one of my favorites.
So my husband plays Magic every Saturday. And
it's The Gathering?
The Gathering, yeah. MTG, yeah.
Yeah.
And so he was, like, playing with some guys, and there was another guy at his table that had a kid, and so they were kind of...
Kid.
And so they were, like, trading war stories, as it were, and Bob was like, I can't wait till he starts talking. And the guy he was playing was like, oh, man, you think that, but then once they start, you wish they would just shut the fuck up. I've heard other parents say, though, that, like, that's not, you know, that guy might be a dick, but
yeah,
but it seems kind of probable.
I was, right when my son started talking, we were driving around, and all of a sudden, like, I think some geese flew by or something. He's like, birds, birds. And I go, what, did you see some birds? And he goes, no. sorry for asking. Yeah, I don't know.
As soon as they start talking, they start lying.
Yeah, he's just tricks it's right away.
Much, yeah, there is. You know, there's. You don't always have to listen, but it is good to listen. But there's a lot of it that you can tune out, and sometimes you know you shouldn't tune it out. But sometimes they just. They keep repeating things until you acknowledge it or say something back. So not that you want them to shut up, but there's times where they're really on and you're not, and you just kind of have to like look for the meat of it. Like, what are you trying to say? Like, what's in there? And it's good, though. It's good. You know, they can babble on. I never tell them to shut the fuck up or anything. I don't do that.
But you want to.
Well, no.
Okay, no, no.
No.
Nobody ever wants to do that.
No.
It's fine.
No. Say that for the last episode. Do you feel like you have learned something about bearding today?
Yes, actually. I was actually asking about this East Coast swing shuffle.
Yep, that's a dance. Yep.
Yeah. I learned a little bit about that. What I did not learn, though, is why it's called the East Coast one, but he did say that there is a West Coast one. But he did also note that there is not a Midwest one. So the field is ripe.
Who's ready to invent the Midwest swing?
I yeah.
Mean, that's not
Courtney,
y'all. I mean,
what would the Midwest one look like?
Let's see it.
Yeah. You start.
Are you ready to do it?
I would like to see your idea because, yeah. I mean,
well,
this could be Orion's thing.
Yeah.
I think that, like, I haven't had enough... what is it called? A tater tot hot dish? To like really be able to pantomime what it would look like eating?
I didn't really hear
it's pantomiming
right
eating a tater tot hot dish?
Yeah, and like navigating it around your facial hair.
Oh, you just...
that made it look really sensual.
Yeah.
Maybe so, wait, do I not know what sensual means?
Not anymore, VOD. So you're trying to get the tater tot hot dish like... Past the facial hair?
Yeah,
into
that's
the mouth?
That's what it would be like. Or not getting Juicy Lucy sauce on your beard. But that also sounds sexy. So.
Was that a drink?
That does not sound sexy to anyone.
Okay. What do you think? Do you think this is something you can incorporate into maybe your next walk, your next competition?
The Juicy Lucy?
Well, or the tater tot get into my mouth move?
Yeah, I think I'll walk to the end of the stage right in front of the judges and try to get a Juicy Lucy and a tater tot in my mouth and see if I get any extra points for that. I'll try it for sure, no doubt. Tell them I'm from the Midwest, so, you know, line it up.
Sorry, wait, was my generalization of the Midwest offensive?
I'll try it, you know, I don't care.
Maybe you passive-aggressively look at the judges.
You spend the rest of your life trying to get that hot dish back in.
I'll try to make it as sensual as possible. You know, whatever. I'll do it.
Uh, No,
I'm not opposed to that.
MJ, you were already a parent and a parent for longer than Courtney, but is there something that maybe you've learned about or you were reminded of parenting a newborn?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it reminded me of those times and that times pass fast. So, you know, take advantage of the day and, you know, like you said, it's like a never-ending source of joy, and that's not that far off. You know, it's like it's a always continuous kind of source of joy, even though there's problems sometimes, and it's kind of hard, but that's all right. You keep moving forward, and it's a lot of fun. It reminded me of that. Did I just navigate a minefield or something? You were looking at the board. Right,
that was good. Like, I was like, all right. Well, there's some new words up there. I was just waiting to see if any other.
But the thing is, I was always wondering if you want to have a beard.
Beard.
Do either of you want to? You know, we should have started with this. We really should have started with this. But I feel like we've gotten to know each other even better, and can go
here
now.
That's how I feel.
What were your parents like, and what? What did you learn from them as parents? What you, I'm scared.
They might listen to this.
Yes.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
Well, is
yes,
there anything
the
you'd like to?
Yes.
This is a great. Is there anything you'd like to say to them right now on this podcast that you wouldn't maybe say to them on the phone or in person, and that they might listen to this? Now's your chance.
Sup, dogs. I can hear them now.
Right?
What's up, dog? It's reverse of the thing. It's fine.
Yep. Did you? Do you want to be like the way your parents raised you, or cut this off?
Totally chill and predictable and awesome. Oh yeah. I mean, yeah.
For podcast clarity, she just did like some hand signals, and you can.
What's
it was
up,
like
dogs?
Next or end it, that type of thing. So now you know.
This is where we could dub something in, right? This is where Kato Riley and there's a whipping sound, and then yeah, and then. did your dad have a nice beard?
He could have grown one, but he just never did. He was a shaver. He liked to shave a whole bunch. Yep. So. He grew it out one winter, and it was, like, really sweet, but he never did it again. He has a Lithuanian wife now, and she's not into beards. Like, she goofs on mine a lot.
Beard.
She kind of won't let him grow one, but...
Oh, my gosh.
She's not into it.
Are you gonna talk to her about it?
I talked to her. I'm like, here, listen, you can end up on the Remington box. You can win all these contests. You can meet a whole bunch of people.
Father-son competition. You could do something together.
She ain't having it. I don't know what to do. I mean, seriously, it's like, how far can you take it before you get a yes for an answer? But I don't know. So she's not into it. I tried, but is that a drink?
You only got like three left, right? You each have like about three left. That's pretty good. You guys did a lot. I'm impressed.
Can
how you
keep
feeling
playing
right
till
now?
It's done?
Yeah.
All right.
Almost. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not really?
Yeah.
What's up, dog?
Sup, dog?
Do you remember when you said that?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you will.
I'm going to get that tattooed right here.
Boom.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
So, as a redhead, I get that asked this a lot, and you probably do too. Does the carpet match the drapes?
Sometimes.
Or, well, it's not the drapes. It's
what's
like
up,
the upholstery.
It requires hairspray.
Wait.
You know, hairspray is kind of expensive, but sometimes I'm feeling that it's all right. And so, you know, I do it up. The judges appreciate it. ZZ Top guy didn't like it, but whatever with that guy.
You know, you got to get out front of that shadow.
I showed it
I
to
mean,
him.
Oh, the ZZ Top. I feel like, wow.
I was like, A for effort, and he's like, get it out of my face.
You get asked that a lot? What is this?
I just told a story about it on Thursday, yes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to recount it right now. No,
please.
I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna...
Feel free if you had a short version of it. What's up, dog? How much more is said before they get to that question? Or is it just a shout on the street kind of thing? Is it?
Oh, you know how teenagers are, which makes it sound like teenagers are asking me all the time now. But when I was a teenager.
Oh.
I don't go to high schools and be like, do you have anything you want to ask me? Although I might start doing that. Don't tell the police.
Okay, so have you ever gone to a high school and talk about your beard?
No, but I would. That'd be great. I mean, they should start. I started growing a beard.
Beard.
When I was in like eighth grade or so, so. They should start earlier. I mean, back then it wasn't cool. I mean, I got made fun of for it. I actually got goofed on. I felt bad about it. I headed to, I don't know if it still exists anymore, but Snyder Drugs, and I tried to buy a razor. And the guy was like, there's a bunch of people in line, and the guy was like, you're too young to be buying that. Made like a big deal out of it. I was like, dude, I'm trying to get my razor and get out of here. A girl made me fun of me for it, and he wouldn't let me do it. So I was just like, fuck. You're a dick. Is that one of them, really?
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
Nice catch.
Keen eye. Can I ask another question?
Please.
This one is on behalf of Nicki Minaj. Would you say about your beard club, fuck the skinny bitches in the club?
As a club, I couldn't go that far. I'm out of drank.
MJ, do you have a question for Courtney? Courtney's got one for you. If you don't have to though, but you have a question for Courtney?
Absolutely, I do. So, what's hotter, a mustache or a beard? I'm out of drank.
There's a whole bottle right there, right, sir.
Our last guest, actually both of them, took their respective bottles with them. Whatever was left.
That's a thing? Okay.
It was a thing. They were pretty excited.
Fight over those.
Hotter is what I said, by the way.
You know, before my... I'm going to get serious, guys. Before my grandma passed away... I know. Uh-huh. This was years ago, so not too soon. Seriously, though, she told my husband that, like, that beards were sexy. So, beard. Right.
Yeah,
so,
drink.
Iced tea, suckers. So, so he, like, still has this beard. I don't know if he wants my grandma to think he's drink. Sexy, but she's passed away, so I guess it doesn't matter.
That's pretty good use of passed away and sexy in the same sentence, by the way.
It really is. All right. I think that's the best we're going to get. You guys did it all.
It happens.
You guys could split the rest, take it home, whatever works for you. Someone gets the pure leaf. Let's hear it for Courtney Algeo, MG Johnson. I know we all want to have a kid and get a beard now. Those are like, who's going home tonight making babies and growing beards?
Me.
All right. That's right. That's right. Thank you guys for your support of Buzzed Words. And I hope you know that Art and I and hopefully Kyle will be back doing something together in 2015. But come on out and support Riddle Room, Art's new venture. Coming up in January, and you can get fart spray and other stuff like that on
yes,
Black Friday.
I love it.
At his novelty store.
So
and,
fun.
And thanks again for all your support. And check out mathishard.net or iTunes for the podcast of tonight's episode. Have a good night.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, that does it for this episode of Buzzed Words. While this was the last live Buzzed Words, if this is your first time listening, you can go back to the podcast archives at mathishard.net and check out all the other equal hilarious past episodes. To stay up to date with Art, head to modernantics.com. For more on Jeff's goings-on, head to booksandbars.com. And to hear more about this podcast and other podcasts and blogs on the Math is Hard Network, check us out at mathishard.net. Thanks again for listening.